There's a couple of young guys that haven't reported yet that can make some noise this fall.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
So we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Happy Tuesday. We got some young guys that have yet to report in the commotion of spring and recruiting for next year's class, and then you had the portal, all that good stuff. You still have some guys that hadn't gotten here yet, one in particular that's very, very highly rated that can make some noises this fall as fall camp, summer workouts roll around. We're going to break those down. We're going to talk about how that fits into the 105 versus the 120. Who the heck knows what this even means? And then could Auburn be looking at adding a quarterback soon? We're going to jump into all that right now. Like I said earlier, you totally forget about these guys. I mean, this is the traditional way that kids are added. You know what I mean? Like back in the day, you'd sign in February, you'd report in May. Auburn, for the most part, had everybody enrolled from their high school class in January, but there's still a few holdovers, and a couple of them are really, really good players that could actually make some noise this fall. And you got to start with the headliner, and honestly, he could be argued as one of the headliners of the class. I know from a importance standpoint, from a emphasis as far as like, this is our guy, we can't miss our guy, in particular on the defensive line, it was Corey Wells, you know, the guy from defensive lineman from Petal, Mississippi. Crazy story with him, man. I just remember back in, I believe it was about this time last year, May or June, he comes in on a visit, and I mean, they are putting the full court press on him. This is our number one guy. Okay, this is our guy that we want on the defensive line more than anyone. And things were going phenomenal. I don't know if you got any predictions to Auburn, but like all of the momentum was waving towards Auburn. Like it was just it's going to happen. He's going to be an Auburn Tiger. And then out of nowhere, he visits Texas and commits to Texas. Now, credit to Hugh Freeze and DJ Durkin and those guys. They stayed after it. They stayed after him. And I think the retention of DJ Durkin really helped, you know, be able to lock this guy in. And I don't know if the official retention announcement had happened yet. Regardless, Vontrell King Williams, like those guys, they stayed after him no matter what through all the turmoil and ended up signing him in December. He's 6'5", 290 pounds. And I'm telling you, he's one of those dogs from Mississippi that just – he's going to be a baller. Like, you know, those guys, they just come from Mississippi. They're athletic, and they can play. And, again, we totally forget about this guy. Again, one of the top-rated players in last year's class, Corey Wells, fired up to get him in. Probably going to be a little bit of a transition period time. Like, I'm sure they're going to have to do some reworking of his body when he gets here. You know, they report, I believe, sometime in mid-May, like I think between the 15th or the 20th, something like that. They report. That's when the full team will actually be there. So Corey Wells, man, forget about him. He could be fun to watch. And who knows? Who knows? He could maybe challenge some guys for some spots along that defensive line, challenge for some snaps. He's played – he got offers from Texas, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, Miami, like you name it. Everybody wanted this kid. So he'll be here very, very soon. His brother, Chris Wells, who I think a lot of people are going to – tab as a package deal guy, that somebody you only bring in, you may only bring in just to get his brother. I do think he's got some ability. He's very athletic. He's going to play edge when he gets here. He's 6'3", 220, something like that. It may be a minute. He may be one of those guys that takes some time to ramp up. But, you know, who knows? It's not like he's just a nobody. Like, he had a very, very good senior season, had some really good offers. I think Auburn flipped him from maybe South Alabama at the time. So, I mean, a kid that could come in, who knows, in a couple of years make some noise, but he'll be here very, very soon joining that edge room. This one's very intriguing to me, and it's Demonte Tabb. And for some reason, I confuse him and Kamari Todd, who was the transfer from Chattanooga. But Demonte Tabb, okay, he was a very, very, very late addition to this class. Very late addition. He's from Thompson High School, 6'2", 180, and he's a safety. Safety just so happens to be one of Auburn's more talented rooms. So I know you could be saying, like, how could this guy potentially challenge or make some noise in that room? Well, he's one of those dudes that just goes off his senior year and maybe was a relative unknown prior. And Thompson, that's not uncommon at Thompson because they're so loaded. A lot of times you may not get to play until you're late in your junior or your senior year. So you may be a relative unknown until you kind of explode on the scene as you wait your turn at Thompson. And I don't know what the state record is for interceptions in a season. But the dude had 11 in 9 games last year. He played in 9 games last year and had 11 interceptions. He had 2 3 interception games, one against Central Phoenix City, and they won that game by 1 point. I mean, the lazy comparison is Caleb Harris, but it's almost becoming like a thing with Thompson and these late bloomer guys, these late bloomer guys that explode their senior year and they're part of a big-time winning program and they just make the transition pretty easy. Don't exactly know where he fits in. Again, 6'2", 180, 190 pounds. Kid can play. I mean, Central was one of the best teams in the state last year. And, you know, he picked off Bobby Coleman, who's a pretty good quarterback. I think he's committed to Troy right now. I mean, kid can play. And he'll be here very, very soon. So remember that name, Demonte Tabb. You got Mikael Lundy Foster, who was another late addition. Another late addition on the offensive line. I think he flipped him from South Florida. He's from Tallahassee. You know, an interior guy, 6'4", 310. Don't know much about him. He had offers from South Florida, Boston College, Arkansas State. Again, just culture guys that you got to have to fill out your roster. We'll see where he fits in. And then another interesting one, and remember, you used to have 2 signing days. You used to have the December, or really it was 1. It was February, and then you had December. And then sometimes after December, sometimes there'd be some big-time guys kind of hold over and you know, play their cards a little bit later and have some signings in February. And then it really just, you know, and Auburn would sign like a maybe 1 or 2 or 3, whatever. And then it's just gone completely dry. Well, Auburn did sign 1 guy after that late period, and it's another punter from, I believe, Australia. His name's Max Bork, 6'4", 225. We'll see where he fits in. I think Hudson Cock did not have the season last year that many expected, and there was seemingly a true punter battle this spring with John McGuire, the guy he also from Thompson. So where does Max fit in? We'll see that whenever he gets here. So, yeah, still some interesting players. Still some interesting players that are yet to report. So they'll be here next week, go through team meetings, and then we'll see where they fit in the storylines of assembling, you know, continuing to assemble and put the finishing touches on this 2026-2027, whatever you want to call it, football roster. So we're going to talk about how they fit into the 105 versus the 120 and all that good stuff here in just a second. But before we do that, let's give a quick shout out to buyauburn.com. Go to buyauburn.com today and you can find a good amount of Auburn-owned businesses. And then if you are an Auburn alumni, Auburn fan, business owner, hey, you can list your business for less than a dollar a day. It's the place to be. It's the place to be to connect Auburn business owners with Auburn fans that, hey, if you're going to be part of the Auburn family, do business with the Auburn family. It's that simple. I mean, and it's got something a little bit for everybody. It's not just a lot all guy stuff, because I know we're, for the most part, a bigger male audience. Hey, if you want to give your wife something to do or learn something that you want to give to your wife or for the ladies that are listening, hey, we even have a children's boutique. We're going to have a children's boutique that's Auburn-owned in Birmingham. It's also online. It's loveyou-heart.com. You can give them a shout. Just do business with Auburn people, period. Bottom line, do business with Auburn people. And hey, like I'm saying, if you want to do all business with an Auburn guy in Auburn and you need a real estate agent, hit me up. KyleRush@KW.com. Had a very busy month this past month with listeners. I'd love to help you and your family out as well. Got some townhome investment stuff coming up. If you want to know more about that, hit me up again at KyleRush@KW.com. We'll be back right after this. All right, let's talk this 120 versus 105 thing, because I'm not even sure I totally 100% understand it, okay? But everybody knows the old way was you had 120 roster spots, 85 of those were scholarships, and then boom, the rest of it would be walk-ons, okay? And recently that changed to reduce the roster size, and you had the ability to increase your scholarships to 105. Currently, Auburn on the spring roster has 108 players. And then we just talked about bringing in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more. Okay, so that puts Auburn at, what, 113. And then you had an announcement recently about a potential wide receiver slash tight end, Jack Ellenberg, who had 600 receiving yards, 8 touchdowns on 27 receptions last year. I believe Auburn account, Auburn Anytime, posted about it. But there was no, like, official announcement from the football account, I don't believe, the Auburn football account. So that means more than likely this guy's going to come in some – you can't even really call it a walk-on anymore, but some semblance of a, you know, walk-on, whatever that means now. So how does that work? So that now we're at 114. There was a term that was created for this particular scenario. It was called designated student athlete. And I don't know all of the ramifications and all of the specifics about what that means, but basically it was a term that you could designate particular players and they could stay on as essentially walk-ons for a period of time. I don't think it lasts forever. There's going to be a time where the rosters are 105, period. So there was, you could designate a certain number of players as DSAs and you could have them on, you know, still attached to the roster as walk-ons. So what I'm assuming is Auburn has still some of those that are running through the system, and eventually they'll roll off, and then you'll be right there at the 105. You can give from, you know, take that 85 to 105, those 20 guys, I think you can give them all scholarships. I think it would possibly count against your rev share cap. You can give them partial scholarships. You can give them NIL. You can do whatever you want to do. But in the near future, you're not going to be able to have more than 105. So the explanation for, and I'll get some more specifics on this, but the explanation of, okay, we're at 105 plus a couple of more, we're at 115 or 114 total. There's nine guys that we have over that limit. It could be some of these guys, some of these potential, these walk-on guys could be graduating and roll off, and they just wanted to go through their last spring. But I think what they more than likely fall into is that DSA category. And, you know, they don't – it's just one of those holdover terms. So eventually that'll roll off, and we'll just have 105. So, yeah, it's fun to watch college football evolve and try to figure out how they're trying to make all this work within the new rules. And then when you get an announcement like this kid, Jack Ellenberg, who's intriguing, by the way, big kid that had, you know, some pretty good production last year. Don't know much about him other than that. You see guys like this added, and you're like, man, how does that work? I thought we didn't have walk-ons anymore. How does that work? Again, I'll try to find out some more specifics, but managing those numbers is definitely going to be, I would imagine, a headache moving forward. Auburn could be closing in on a quarterback commit for this class. Gary Chapman seems to be the guy they've sort of narrowed their focus on. He's from Brookwood High School in Snellville, Georgia. 6'1", 190 pounds, not incredibly highly rated. He's got some, you know, it's got some offers, got an offer. Again, he's committed to Wake Forest, got an offer from West Virginia. I think last year may have been one of his first full years as a starting quarterback. And he had a respectable season. I think he threw for like 1,500 yards, just looking at his Max Preps page. 1,500 yards, completed right at 60% of his passes, 12 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. And then pretty good runner too, 418 yards rushing, 5 rushing touchdowns. So, you know, I know there's probably going to be some people that turn their nose up at that, and there may be some people that just don't even care. And I get it. But if you're going to continue to follow the bring a quarterback in every year, the Tristan Tia dynamic changes a lot of things. It changes your priorities. It changes your focus. And this is no knock at Gary Chapman at all. Like, he could blossom this year, his senior year, and be like winning the lottery. He could go have a phenomenal camp series. And you, or a 7-on-7 series or whatever it is where these eyes start getting on him and you see his ranking explode, and he could be very well in the conversation in a couple of years. But you don't necessarily have to have him be in the conversation. Does that make sense? It's sort of a win-win with Gary. If he comes in and explodes, it's awesome. If he comes in and he's just sort of a piece that's part of the depth chart for maybe 1 or 2 years, that's okay too, if Tristan Tia is the guy that we feel like he's going to be. It's that simple. You don't necessarily have to have – you took your shot, okay? You had your guy that you had pegged as the dude. You took your shot at him, and you missed. So – you regroup again. Tristan Tia's fall, spring opened a lot of people's eyes. We'll see how that works into the fall. And maybe it shifts your focus back to 2028. Like, let's take a shot at a big one in 2028, because that's a more natural progression, where you don't have a guy waiting, trying to have a guy wait for 3 years for his shot. You know what I mean? Where it's a lot more feasible to bring in a guy that may sit 1 year and play the next than bring in a guy that's going to play, have to sit, you know, a couple of years behind a guy. That's just the way things are now. So he has not decommitted yet. I think that may be on the horizon. I'm trying to see if he has his official visit set with Auburn. I can't find his official visit note yet, but I know he's going to visit Auburn very, very soon. And we'll see what happens. But yeah, that could be Auburn's quarterback for this class. And hey, plays at a very good, you know, plays at a very good level of competition in Georgia. Brookwood's a good one. They won a pile of games last year, lost in the playoffs to Valdosta. But yeah, that's a good program. And you can't really go wrong if you get the starter from one of those top schools in Georgia. So we'll see what happens. Guys, thanks for listening. Let me know what you think. Let me know how excited are you about getting Corey Wells here. Or Demonte Tabb, man. Demonte Tabb's intriguing to me. Several other guys, and we'll talk again soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.